He was watching her again. As she handed her customer change across the counter of the Blooms and Berries nursery, Juanita Kane did her best to pretend that their newest employee was not inordinately interested in everything she did. He was simply observant. Surely it was just her imagination playing tricks on her anyway. Mark Fisher was probably trying to see how she handled the checkout counter. She used to watch Mr. Lehman all the time when she'd first started at the nursery. That had to be the reason.
Thanks for your help, Nina, Mr. Killian said, interrupting her thoughts. I'd be lost without you.
I'm simply glad I could help you, she told the Englisher with a bright smile as he lifted his box of seedlings from the wide, well-worn countertop. See you soon. The man tipped his ball cap.
You sure will if I can't get these to bear fruit. Wish me luck.
Good luck and good blessings, too. After helping him with the door, she let it close behind her with a satisfying thunk. She chuckled to herself. That Mr. Killian was a terrible gardener, but a frequent customer. She sincerely hoped that one day he would develop that green thumb he wanted so badly.
Do you always act that way?
A shiver coursed through her as she turned. Meeting Mark's dark brown eyes, which seemed to be studying her intently, she struggled to appear calm.
Like what?
Mark stepped away from the row of metal shelves located in the back of the store. He'd been unpacking boxes and restocking shelves for the last hour, methodically sorting and organizing merchandise while she helped customers.
Like they're your friends, he replied. Like you're so happy to see them.
Stepping closer, he lifted a shoulder.
Is that how you really are? Or is that just an act?
She didn't care for the way he seemed to be insinuating that she wasn't genuine.
It's not an act. Mr. Killian is in here a lot. He's nice. We are friends.
He's English and must be 50 years old.
I don't see how that matters. I can like people who are different than me.
Maybe you can, but you were sure smiling at him a lot. Or do you do that on purpose, to make sure that he will return?
His question made her uncomfortable, but his sarcastic tone made her angry.
I don't know why you are asking such things. I really don't like what you are suggesting. I'm not doing anything out of the ordinary or smiling at customers in any special way. I'm just being my regular self.
Huh. So you treat everyone with smiles and kindness. You are friends with all sorts of people, even people who are different from you, except me.
I've been perfectly amiable to you, she retorted.
Except, of course, that was a lie.
I don't think so, Mark murmured. I've been here 7 hours, four of them barely 6 feet away from you.
She knew that. She'd known exactly where he was every moment that they'd been together.
And?
And during all that time, you've hardly said 10 words to me. You sure aren't smiling at me.
She opened her mouth, closed it again.
What could she say? He wasn't wrong.
Mark stepped closer, invading her space. She could see the fine brown hairs on his forearms now, noticed that he hadn't shaved in a day or two.
Is it because I was once taken in for questioning? He asked quietly,
his dark brown eyes watching her, as if he feared she would run.
Or is it just me? Do you not want anything to do with me, Juanita?
Her palms were sweating. She fisted both as she tried to come up with an answer. He was right on all accounts. She was uneasy around him. Fact was, Mark Fisher was a large man, tall and well-muscled. He had a rough way about him, too. It was disconcerting. Of course, she'd always felt uneasy around him. He'd been an angry teenager, always glaring and short-tempered with most everyone. After he finished school, he'd worked for a few people around town. Rumor had it that his brother Calvin had taken off soon after their mother did. Mark had even lived in Mr. Lehman's home for a time, until he was taken in for questioning about Bethany's assault. And after he was questioned, then let go for insufficient evidence, he disappeared for 2 years. Now he was back. Mr. Lehman assured her that Mark hadn't done anything wrong, but a lot of people in the community still believed that he was the masked man who'd beaten Bethany Williams. It wasn't much of a stretch. Bethany had told lots of people that her assailant was over 6 feet tall and was very strong. but she also said that she wasn't able to identify the man.